This is episode 1220. Welcome to the Daily Guided Meditation. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. We are launching into a brand new series this week on loneliness. In today's episode, you're going to discover a meditation technique you can do whether you're seated meditating or whether you're right smack in the busiest part of your day to help you manage loneliness, which has become an epidemic these days. In fact, despite being connected with people all over the world at unprecedented rates through social media and access to traveling more than ever to destinations all over the world, and despite community involvement meetups, we are feeling, according to many researchers on the topic, we are feeling lonelier than we have been over the past few decades. And I am going to share with you meditation techniques this week to help you manage loneliness. Now, loneliness doesn't necessarily have to be something bad. In fact, when you recognize a feeling of loneliness, if you start to notice cues, triggers, and then start to notice patterns, this can reveal to you important aspects of your life that may lead you on a different journey than you may currently be on. And loneliness does not necessarily mean you are in fact alone. You can feel lonely in a crowd. You can feel lonely with loved ones. Loneliness often has to do with feeling as though you're not connected with the people or your environment where you live. And with many people working from home and working independently, if this is you, you may notice that you're feeling more isolated rather than lonely. You may feel lonely as well, but your loneliness stems from not being in proximity to other people. So you're going to discover ways to help you as you do your meditation this week. So for today, let's get started as you settle yourself into your meditation and become attuned to cues you may be picking up in regard to loneliness you personally experience, whether it's long-term loneliness you've been experiencing for years, or maybe you're recently feeling a little bit alone. So as you settle yourself down, begin to relax your mind and body and think of the past week. Think of the past week. And notice when you felt lonely, different events or situations may pop up immediately, or you might have to dig a little and remember when you were feeling lonely. Did you wake up and feel lonely? Or Did something trigger you to feel all alone and disconnected from others? You may feel lonely when you're with particular people or groups of people, but not lonely when you're with other people. Just notice, not judging, just notice what comes to mind. And that is all you need to do today. This awareness will guide you throughout the week as we explore how to manage a loneliness. Simply becoming aware is the first step. So break away when you feel ready from reflecting on the loneliness you may feel, and simply be, sit as you meditate, allowing yourself to experience stillness. Meditate just to the point where you could go a little longer. Always end your meditation on a high note. If you'd like full guided meditations, 30-minute meditations, where you can break off at the 10 or 15-minute point, I invite you to explore my membership site, which actually is an app now. The app is still in test mode, but you are invited to test it. And that is at my website at sipandom.com. It's sipandom.com. And there you can find access to over 1,000 guided meditations for 2 weeks free. And you also get a journal for this week's series. So the journal would be a loneliness journal. And you get a guide with all the techniques I'll be sharing with you throughout the week. So you don't have to re-listen to an episode. You can simply look at the different techniques on a guide organized nicely for you. Again, that's at sipandom.com. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.